This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Because we have a problem in today's modern society, and this of course affects the Muslims as well, we have a big problem. And that is too many men and far more women are feeling every single day insecure and worried because of how they look, because essentially of how they have been created, right? Nose, the eyes, the wrinkles, the, I don't know what it is, I need to do some nose reshaping, and our eyelids, they're slanting down, and I need fillers, and why? Well, I'm feeling insecure about myself. I'm feeling depressed and worried. I don't look right, my nose doesn't look right. Can I do a surgery on this nose? Can I do a surgery on my eyelid and so on? There's too much. People that know khalaqtani, people that read khalaqtani in the morning and in the evening with certainty, is happy about how Allah Azza wa Jal created him. He doesn't have this insecurity and this worry. He doesn't worry about this. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani. This dhikr will give you confidence in how Allah Azza wa Jal has created you, and in the shape and in the form that Allah Azza wa Jal has created you. At the end of the day, didn't Allah say, الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ? He perfected every single thing that He created. Subhanallah, this is the idea. خَلَقْتَنِي, خَلَقْتَنِي. Didn't we say that? أَذْكَارُ الصَّبَاحُ وَالْمَسَاءُ, we called this entire series shield. The word خَلَقْتَنِي is being a shield. It is going to protect you from these insecurities and worries that a person has concerning his looks. And this is, of course, rampant among Muslim, among women. 90% of plastic surgery is done on women, and only a small percentage is done on men. And this is a serious problem. Wallahi, it is a serious problem. And this is why, yani, we need to understand. Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one of the ahadith, he would say, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma kama ahsanta khalqi, fa ahsin khuluqi. He would say, Alhamdulillah. He said, oh Allah, in the same manner you have perfected khalqi, in the same manner you have perfected my creation, then perfect for me my manners. That's what you're supposed to focus on. Perfect your manners. Go have a reshape of your manners instead of a reshape of the nose. Reshape the manners. Come to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and learn his manners, how to speak, how to deal with people, and adopt that in your life. But we need to learn that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would teach us to say, كَمَا أَحْسَنْتَ خَلْقِي. You're supposed to be thinking that I am perfect in the way Allah Azza wa Jal created me. And even because the problem arises in women more, in Surah An-Nur, listen to this, when Allah Azza wa Jal, He reveals to women concerning their bodies and them covering up. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. He said what? وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. And then, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ. He did not say they should not expose their body except to whatever maharam or they're supposed to cover of their body. He said, cover of their beauty. He referred to the body of a woman as a beauty. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ, he referred to it. This is Allah saying to the woman that He created, this is a zina, this is a beauty, cover it up. And then we have influences and rubbish in communities and around the world and on social media that would bring in this poison among the people to say, no, you can do this kind of surgery, it'll look better, this way would look better, this doesn't look good, actually this is what a normal shape, sized nose would look like, and the breast would look like this, and this should look like this, and we have all sorts of chaos. The one who doesn't know khalaqtani will definitely fall in the traps of these evil people.